Nearly 3 months after President Bush signed a law that gives the federal government a much bigger say in what happens in local schools, there still are a lot of questions, such as, who's going to pay for all those tests? The law says every child in grades 3 through 8 must be tested, but many states are not ready. There's supposed to be stiff penalties for schools that don't measure up, but no one is quite sure how that's going to work. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports the details are emerging slowly, and states are waiting for answers.
The Bush administration is keenly aware that the No Child Left Behind Act, the most important education plan in 35 years, has yet to trickle down to parents, teachers, school board members, even state education officials.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's great to speak right before lunch.
So who better to talk people through it than President Bush's top education advisor and fellow Texan, Margaret LaMontagne Spelling. She spoke to state and local education leaders visiting Washington recently.
We've laid the groundwork in this massive overhaul, and now the time is for you all to do the work, and there are timelines and so forth. So make no mistake, this notion of accountability is going to pinch, and it's going to pinch Republicans and Democrats and independents and suburban districts.
Question is, how hard will it pinch? And more importantly, will the new law help or hinder what states are doing? Dr. Sue Ellen Reed is Indiana's superintendent of public instruction.
How does this fit in with the reform that we've been involved in for the last 10, 12 years? Because people have been doing an awful lot of work at home.
Some state education officials, including governors, really do worry that the new law is a slippery road to a federal takeover of public education, or at the very least, another round of unfunded mandates. After all, federal aid will still be less than 10% of what states spend on education, and yet every dollar from Washington will now be tied to students' test scores in reading and math. As many as 9,000 schools this fall could be targeted because of low test scores. States are also facing two crucial deadlines. They have 12 years to close the gap between rich and poor students and 4 years to make sure all classroom teachers are qualified to teach in their field.
Problem is, it's hard.
David Driscoll, Massachusetts Commissioner of Education, says Washington cannot mandate problems like teacher shortages away. They're real.
I use the word crisis. I use the word sense of urgency. A serious crisis.
Still, there's no turning back, says Lisa Graham Keegan, the former state superintendent of schools in Arizona and now head of the Education Leadership Council in Washington.
This country has never before tested all of our children. Let states take their best shot at what's adequate yearly progress. And yes, they will define it differently. Some states are really going to reach. Some are really going to trip over a low bar. And so you have to go from literally from ground zero.
The bottom line, says Keegan, is that schools will be forced to deal with kids who are failing. Mike Cohen, a former Assistant Secretary of Education in the Clinton administration, says most people assume that testing and tying federal aid to student performance will force schools to improve.
Whether this works or not is actually going to depend on two things. One is whether the testing and accountability provisions are implemented in an intelligent and high-quality fashion. And secondly, whether states and school districts and the federal government provide schools with the help they need to respond effectively.
Unfortunately, says Cohen, there's not a lot of money out there to help struggling schools. New tests will cost millions, and the No Child Left Behind Act is putting a lot of pressure on states to have them in place quickly. Maybe so, says Lisa Graham Keegan.
But I don't believe the federal government's going to come in and decide that you're an incapable state.
As with most big, sweeping federal mandates, though, the federal government's foray into local school reform will succeed or fail based on the details of the plan. Many key details on everything from testing to funding to the punishment for failing schools are still being worked out by the U.S. Department of Education. Keegan says local school districts must now see themselves as part of a national, not a local effort to improve public education.
What I think will be unfortunate is if people just cross their arms and decide that because somebody else is asking them to do this, it isn't worth doing.
Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.